All right, Alexander, let's just jump right into it. U.S. regains 2.5 million jobs in May. Unemployment falls to 13.3% as economy starts to recover from the CV. Boy, did the experts get this one completely wrong. They were actually, a lot of the mainstream media and a lot of the experts were looking forward to 20% unemployment and somewhere around the 10 million job loss is what they were hoping for. And they were, to say they were crying at the success of this latest jobs report wouldn't be an understatement, because at the end of the day, they want the worst outcome from the United States job reports in order to get rid of Trump. That's their agenda. But I will say this, the job reports could not have come at a better time for the Trump White House when things were looking, you know, very bleak given the protests and the riots and all that stuff that was going on. This job report came through, and in my opinion, it completely squashed the regime change that was taking place. And I call it a regime change. It completely squashed it. So what do you make of this jobs report? What do you make of the timing of it? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think you're absolutely right to say that all the experts, almost without exception, were absolutely, you know, completely taken aback by it. And I also have to say that I think a huge majority amongst the pundits and the media were deeply upset by it, because from their point of view, it really is, you know, the worse things are, the better. I mean, that seems to be very much their philosophy. Anything that can go wrong, which they can blame on Donald Trump, until very recently, he looked like he was going to win the election because he had a strong economy behind him. They were now, you know, rubbing their hands with glee because with the a pandemic crisis, that seemed to have been turned on its head, and the US was in very severe recession, or so it seemed. And so now, to their horror, they discover that maybe the US economy is much stronger than they anticipated after all. And, you know, I think we need to understand how dramatic this turnaround actually is, because they were expecting the United States to add millions of people onto the unemployment rolls. The one thing they did not expect at all is that unemployment would actually fall. And to be very clear, that is what has happened. Now, I say that because, of course, I'm well aware that there's been concerns about the way in which US unemployment figures have been tabulated for a long time, going all the way back to the Clinton years. But there is no evidence that there's been any specific tampering this time. There was an error in the calculation of some of the numbers, which is actually, by the way, admitted in the report itself. But the overall figures are as they are being reported. And I say that because, of course, one of the things that has happened is all sorts of people, including, I noticed, Paul Krugman, are now turning around and saying, well, you know, this is all somehow not been, you know, this is all Donald Trump getting his fingers on the statistical office and, you know, reworking all the numbers. Can I say, not only is there no evidence of that, that is almost certainly not true. And I say that as emphatically as I do, because I feel, to a certain extent, personally vindicated by this. Now, I want to make it very clear, I had expected unemployment to increase in May, but I have always expected that the United States would recover from this crisis much more rapidly and far more strongly than some people are saying. It's just that I hadn't expected it to recover quite this strongly. And I'm going to say in a moment why I think that is the case. But on the politics, you are absolutely right. It's taken the complete wind out of the Biden Democrats' sails, which is they've been trying to argue that Trump's mishandling of the CV crisis, which he hasn't mishandled in the way they say, has anyway, but that's another story, has destroyed the economy. And now, to their horror, they see that the economy is actually, you know, coming back and will come back more strongly, I predict, in July and August and in September. We could be looking at very strong growth in the run-up to the November election, very much a V-shaped recovery. In fact, I almost predict it. So, you know, from their point of view, this is the worst possible scenario. And yes, most opinion polls are giving a lead to Joe Biden. In my opinion, it's not a very big lead. Trump's base, his electoral base, looks solid. Biden's looks soft. Biden doesn't come across to me as a remotely convincing candidate. With his jobs report, it looks to me as if Trump is being pushed forward far more strongly, far more quickly than even I expected. And I repeat again, I expect him to win in November.
Yeah, he had a big big spring in his step after this report. You could tell that he was very excited about it.
And rightly so, can I say?
Yeah, rightly so.
Both from a political point of view, because obviously it helps him. It helps him hugely. But also, you know, from in terms of managing his economy. And can I say something else? A psychological point about Donald Trump, which I think, again, his opponents always underestimate. He believes in the United States. He does so many things wrong. He makes mistakes all over the place. But fundamentally, he has this core belief in the United States. I'm not sure Biden does.
No, Biden. Biden hates the United States. Sorry, Biden hates the United States. He's a globalist. He's a globalist, yeah. Biden and everyone behind Biden, they want to tear down the United States. They want something else. They don't want the United States.
You've put it more strongly than me. So, well, Trump wants the US to do well. His opponents want the US to do badly. Trump really does want it to do well. And of course he wants it to do well, particularly when he's president. And that's what's happening. And of course he's delighted. And his opponents are going around with sour faces because the United States has had good news and is doing well, or at least as well as could possibly be expected, given the situation. So who are the American people going to vote for? Somebody who believes in the United States or someone who doesn't?
Yeah. And I mean, I just go back to the point that we were heading for a regime change, a violent regime change, and I really think that this event completely squashed it. So it was, for me, I was very happy when this jobs report came out because I knew right away this would be the end of this regime change. Of course, they're going to think of something else in 2-3 weeks. They're not going to give up. But that this moment in time, at this moment in time, this regime change operation is effectively over. Once again, Trump is the roadrunner. The globalists, the Democrats, they're Wile E. Coyote, and they're trying to grab this roadrunner, and they cannot grab him and trap him. But Alexander, you mentioned that you're going to explain why you think the jobs number is the way it is. My two cents on it are, I think a lot of it has to do with manufacturing, but I think a lot of it, more of it has to do, in my opinion, with the fact that Trump has torn down a lot of the regulations that were put up by the Obama White House. And when you don't have a lot of regulations and it's easy to get things going, whether you're starting a business or in this case, restarting your business, well, then things are just going to move rapidly. So I think the fact that you don't have regulations and that Trump did a good job in getting rid of a lot of regulations means that that engine can start.
The engine is starting because people haven't understood the situation at all. I don't think what we've been going through is in any true sense a recession. A recession is what happens when an economy, you know, reaches a certain stage in its development, when problems have built up, and it recedes backwards because, you know, they need to eliminate debt or the structural problems that have grown. That was not the situation here. This was a situation where large parts of the economy had to be stopped in order to deal with a pandemic. Now, that stop ends. So what happens? Businesses reopen and people go back to work. That is what you should expect in this kind of situation. As I said, this is not a structural recession like the kind of recession that, you know, the Great Depression was or the 2008 crisis was. This is completely different. And of course, you know, if this deregulation has happened and that's helping the process along, I'm perfectly willing to believe that. I'm sure that's true. But ultimately, there is always going to be a bounce back from an artificially induced event like this. This recession, as it is called, did not start within the economy. So in those terms, it's not a real recession anyway. And people who talk about it and write about it and think about it as if it was have completely misunderstood it. And I'm going to make some further predictions because we now have a massive amount of pent-up demand and pent-up savings also. Bear that in mind. There are, because people have not been spending money as they could be spending money, even if a lot of people have been out of work. We will see the economy surge probably from August. So we're going to get much higher growth numbers. I think it's highly likely we'll see much higher growth numbers in August, September, October than we would have seen if this pandemic had not happened at all. And then what are the Democrats going to say?
They're going to flip out. Yeah. We're just going to get a different...
Oh yeah,
you know, regime change operation, a different Ukraine gate, a different Russia. Get something. They'll cook something. Up something.
Okay, come.
Orange man bad.
They will always cook up something. But as I said, I predict it won't work. I mean, I've been skeptical, as you know, about all of these operations that they've done, largely because Trump is the kind of person he is. He's a very unusual politician. In fact, in some ways, he's not even really a politician, but he's able to take things. They throw things at him and he just bounces back. It's very remarkable to watch, very remarkable to see, very difficult to analyze, by the way. And of course, all of these people who are all there, you know, the number crunchers and analysts and people like that working night over day trying to predict Trump's moves. He defeats them every time because he is not somebody who you can really calculate a response to, because what he does is so completely outside the rule book that these people have been brought up with. So he will always come back. Because, as I said, he's also a very, very remarkable individual. And I'm going to say this again, and, you know, I know some people push back on me when I do say it, a very much more clever one than people say he is. He knows, he understands the pulse of America. Hardly anyone else does. He has his finger on it. And as I said, if we see the economy recover, which I predict, and recover strongly, and if we see the pandemic continue to recede, as we also predict, we will see him going out amongst his base, holding his rallies again, as he used to do, with a booming economy. And, you know, at that point, he'll be unstoppable. That's my view anyway.
Yeah, game over for Biden. That's what I think. Game over for Biden. And the analysts, Alexander, final thought, the analysts have been wrong about everything. Every single thing.
Yeah.
Starting from the economy, Krugman, to Russiagate, to Ukrainegate, to everything. They have the polls, Hillary, everything. They have not been right about one single thing.
Yeah.
We've been right about just about everything. So screw them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They need a new team of analysts. Though, as I said, having been an analyst myself of a certain kind, I will say, as a Trump is a difficult person to analyze in a political way. But you know, you should admit that fact and accept it. I mean, you know, not continue to try and come up with all of these rules out of your playbook, which simply don't work when he isn't playing to your playbook. He isn't. That's not what Donald Trump does.
Yeah. Well said. Alexander Markouris, Editor-in-Chief of The Durand. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Smash that like. Share the channel with everybody you know. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this channel a lot. And please go to The Durand Shop and pick up some magic mugs, which I think Donald Trump was definitely drinking out of, because he definitely got some magic news with those job.
Absolutely. They give the man credit. As I said, I mean, if the economy is as resilient as it is, he is the man in charge. But then, of course, he's probably been drinking from our magic mugs all along, which is probably why he has this
Can I just say something? I'm sure next week we're going to hear CNN or MSNBC say that the jobs numbers is due to the Obama administration. I'm sure they'll cue that narrative up.
Of course. This is, you know, Obama, you know, 4 years ago was the expert who achieved all this miracle. No, I'm sure you're right. I'm absolutely sure. But anyway, there we are. I mean, you know, I'm sure that he drinks. That's to say, Donald Trump drinks from magic mugs like this. I'm sure all the wise and clever and effective and brilliant and successful leaders do. And it brings them good fortune and good luck and lots of inspiration, as it should, because they are the best mugs anywhere. They are the best mugs in the world. They're beautifully made. They're strong. They're light. They're extraordinarily elegant to hold. They can you can put lots of tea or coffee or hot chocolate or beer or champagne or whatever you like in them. They're large mugs. They've got this one. This one shows you the double-headed eagle of the Duran, our very own double-headed eagle. And as the world expert on mugs, who's been drinking from them, from mugs of various descriptions and types ever since I was at school, I can say without any doubt, equivocation, or qualification that these are the best mugs in the world. So they're magical. There you can find them on our shop, and you should definitely own one, or perhaps more than one, as I certainly do, because they are so great. And of course, it isn't just magic mugs we have in our shop. We also have the most amazing shirts. We have t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts like the one I'm wearing at the moment, 100% cotton, all beautifully made, all beautifully comfortable and stylish and amazing in every respect. We have long sleeve t-shirts, short sleeve t-shirts, V-neck shirts, and we have the world's best ever polo shirts, which I'm sure, you know, that James Bond in his heyday would undoubtedly have been wearing if they'd been around when Ian Fleming invented him. So, you know, they are the best polo shirts ever. I've worn them to amazing places, and if you buy them, you will be able to also. So we've got polo shirts, we've got t-shirts, we've got V-neck shirts, we've also got hats, hoodies and stickers, and we've got the most amazing ebooks on subjects like Ukraine Gate and Russia Gate and Brexit and oil and Epstein and all these tangled and complicated subjects. And Alex is going to refresh the shop with new products very soon. So all of these things in our shop. You must come to our shop, buy these wonderful things so that you can be the proud owner of them. And at the same time, you help the Duran when you do so. So come to our shop, support the Duran, and Alex will tell you how.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.